you don't mess with crazy. And you know, you take one look at me with my glasses on sideways, and if I get really mad, I mean, people just leave me alone.
Right, especially when they see them big biceps of yours.
Yeah, right. Right. Yeah, that's it.
He looks like a girl from... Oh, I'm kidding. So anyways, I wanted to talk to you about something we've never talked about on this show.
What would that be?
Roadkill.
There's a show about my ex-wife?
Yeah, that's exactly... It's about your ex-wife. Roadkill is what we wanted to talk about. And
that's an interesting subject.
Well, I'll start out by reading you a statistic. Just, and maybe you've got something to add to this, but listen to this stat. And this, believe it or not, is on a page by culturechange.org, but it's titled Driving Animals to Their Graves. And what it says is this. I seen this interesting stat. I was reading it earlier. It says, every year, our nation's experimenters kill 100 million lab animals. So as far as... test rats and reptiles and all that. They experiment when animals, have to kill them and dissect them and do this and do that because they're doing research usually for medicines and stuff like that. It's all done in that. Of course, our friends over at PETA. Did I say friends at PETA?
You did.
Okay, the people at PETA.
There might be some PETA drivers out there. Be careful.
Yeah.
I haven't met one, but.
Yeah, I don't know any PETA truckers. Okay, but anyway, who do you drive for?
Just trying to cover all our bases here, bud.
I drive for PETA. Yeah. Okay, but anyways, so you've got, it
100
says
million.
100 million animals are killed.
That's
every
lot.
Well, we're getting to the roadkill number.
Okay, what's next on the list?
The next on the list would be hunters. You have to think, okay, well, what do hunters kill?
I'm going to say like another 100 million.
Well, exactly. You're right on. It's 200 million.
Oh, it's 200.
Yeah. So
they kill twice as many as the people with the lab coats on.
Correct.
Okay.
Which, if you think about it, I would have thought it would have been bigger. Because think about 50 states and hunting seasons, and it's not just deer. You've got pheasant, rabbit, quail, grouse.
I thought Ted Nugent killed 200 million himself.
Turkey. Yeah. I mean, the way he talks, he does. Okay. But now you ready for this one?
Go ahead.
It says... And motorists kill nearly 400 million road animals. Only America's meat eaters take a larger toll than its motorists.
Wow. I wonder what percentage of that are actually, you know, big riggers.
What's that?
I wonder what percentage of the 400 million are truckers.
I would tell you, I don't know exactly what it is, but I would have to guess that it would have to be quite a bit. Because if you think about the average person that drives in a day... maybe drives 20 minutes to a half hour a day. I mean, if you break it down, some don't even drive that. So, and a trucker drives anywhere from 10 to 14 hours every single day.
Are they including bird strikes in there too? You know what I mean? Like windshield bird strikes. What about mice? What about chipmunks? I mean, they're not really.
I'm telling you, I would imagine that it would include all that. 100 million is a lot of deaths, man. I mean, or I'm sorry, 400 million is a lot of deaths. You know, over at the church that I go to, every year, this is going to blow your mind. Every year, the frogs hatch in the yard. And guess where everybody parks? In the yard. And I kid you not, you can't even walk without killing frogs.
It's like biblical.
They're like these tiny, I mean, I'm talking like frogs that are like the size of Lincoln's head on a penny. And they're just jumping everywhere. And you pull in, you're taking out thousands each time you pull in and out of the driveway. It's that. And like all over in certain areas of Florida, it's like that. I mean, the one road I used to live on, you would see like these little things jumping up and down all over the road. And you have no choice but to drive through them. I'm not kidding you. So I would imagine that number gets
counted. Does that bother you when you kill those frogs?
No, not at all.
My wife, I swear, there'll be a spider in the house. Don't kill it. Just pick it up and carry it outside.
Oh, see.
I squash it right on the wall.
Yeah, she's a PETA. But so anyways, as a trucker, and by the way, ironically, TalkCDL is actually in the midst of putting together a video on roadkill. Seriously.
Really?
Yeah, it's going to be pretty cool. I've seen part of it, and it's pretty neat.
Is it gory?
It actually is.
I'm all in.
A lot of crunching.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sound effects.
Listen, when you get hit by... when I was a kid, I hit a deer with a pickup truck.
Mm-hmm.
It bounced off the pickup and ran. When you hit him with a tractor trailer... You know I-80. You used to live in Pennsylvania.
Right.
Have you ever been up on Interstate 80?
Oh, it's loaded with deer.
If you ask truckers... Because I used to run 80. When I would run Chicago from PA, I would run 80. And I'm not kidding you. It seemed like every mile there was at least one or two dead deer in Pennsylvania. In fact, one of my buddies in Pennsylvania was telling me about a year or two ago, he said, I never smelled this one smell in my life. He said, I'm driving in Allentown and I'm going, oh my gosh, this is the worst smell. It's worse than death, right? He said he finally caught up to a truck. You know what it was? It was the Pennsylvania road cleanup that goes around picking up deer and possums and raccoons. And they scooped them up and they go in this big old truck, just almost the size of an 18-wheeler. And it's just nothing but a big truck with dead animals in it.
Wow.
Imagine being behind that.
Imagine doing the live unload.
Yeah. I don't think it would be a live unload. It would be a dead unload.
It would
be a dead unload, yeah. So Johnny Acid, tell us your dead stories or your dead animal stories. You got any? Have you hit any animals?
Well, you know, when we were over in Afghanistan.
I have a really good story when you're done.
I don't know if it's really roadkill, but there were packs of wild dogs out there that we had to put down.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. We had to shoot them.
Oh, well, that's not roadkill. That's gun kill.
Yeah, well, some of our tanks would run over some of them.
Yeah? Well, yeah. So in Pakistan, they actually have wild dogs?
I've never been to Pakistan. I said Afghanistan.
Whatever.
It's the same thing to me.
Yeah,
actually, it is the same.
So do they really have wild dogs running around over like Africa? You know how you ever see the wild dogs in Africa? They're all the same color.
Dingoes.
I don't think they're dingoes, the wild dogs. They're just African wild dogs.
Didn't you ever see that movie? The Dingo Ate My Baby.
No, but these dogs would eat a baby, the ones that they run in big packs. I was going to ask you over there in Pakistan or Afghanistan, did you run over any animals when you were driving truck over there?
Oh, sure. We had convoys that would go into Kabul or, you know, down to...
Is there camels running around over there? They're pretty much roped up, aren't they? There's no wild camels.
Funny you should mention that.
Is there really wild camels?
Well, yeah. I mean, for the most part, no. But one of the camels got stranded out in the middle of a minefield and it was walking around. So actually rescued it and brought it back to Bagram, to the base. It became like a pet.
Yeah. I seen a picture on...
Used to spit on everyone.
Yeah. I seen a picture on the internet once, a trucker, and have you ever seen, like, every year in deer hunting season, a deer will run through, like, a department store or whatever because it's on the run? You ever seen
Right,
it?
Yeah.
Well, there's a picture of one that literally leaped, someone broke its neck, but it leaped inside a tractor trailer.
Must have been a Volvo.
No, it wasn't. I think it was actually a cab over. I'll have to pull the picture up and post it. It's been years since I seen that picture.
Well, I hope they had a pet policy.
Yeah, yeah. I think he did have a pet policy. But here, listen to my roadkill story.
Go ahead.
I was only a little kid, so I wasn't a trucker yet. I was one of those stupid kids, you know, would jump off.
Good thing you outgrew that.
Yeah, being stupid.
Right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Good thing.
Didn't mean to interrupt.
Yeah, that's all right. So, anyways, I was this little kid, and I was making a homemade slingshot.
Yeah.
And so, I didn't have the pouch where you put the ball in to be able to hold it into the rubber band. So all I had was this thing with a big rubber band on it. So I figured, well, why don't I just get something with a hook that I can hook onto the rubber band?
That would make sense.
Right, so I got a really sharp pencil.
I thought you said you were a stupid kid.
No, listen, I got a really sharp pencil and stuck a screw through it and hooked it onto that and pulled it back as far as I can.
I know where you're going with this.
Well, when I let go of the pencil, it went through my finger.
Right.
I mean, yeah. I
saw that coming.
It was blood. And my mom, being the panicker, I run into the house, blood everywhere, pencil through my hand. She panics. Oh, yeah. She throws me in the car. And not even paying any attention, our cat had just had a litter not long before that. And they were playing around the car.
Backed over the whole thing.
Well, she backed over the head. And all you heard was, meow.
Crunch.
Right? Yeah. No, well, it was, I forget the car. We had a little dinky car, right? Whatever, it was a nice little thing. And the poor little eyeball popped right out of the cat's hat, or cat's hat.
Well,
the cat's
head. The mother cat or the little?
No, it was the baby, one of the babies. It was like not a newborn where it couldn't walk, but maybe so many weeks old, you know what I mean? But it's 6, 7, 8 weeks old, baby kitten. They were all playing, and she just was thinking about getting me to the hospital to get stitches.
Did you cry?
I was too in pain. If I was crying, it wasn't from the cat, man. That pencil sucked, man. I know my sister was bawling, and my mother... I think she probably started crying, but obviously she had to go. And she jumped out, set the cat in a box. She should have finished it off, but she didn't. It was literally, you know, kind of in pain, suffering with its eyeball hanging out, and took me to the hospital. I got stitched, came home, the cat was dead. And that was my roadkill story. That's a true story, by the way. Pretty sad. Are you sad from that story, Johnny Acid?
Yeah, I've got tears rolling down my face. Hey, what do you think? I mean, truckers, they go everywhere. They're in Alaska. You got them in Hawaii. What are some of the stuff they hit? Yeah. That's what I'm wondering.
I guarantee you
besides
that,
deer. And,
well, I guarantee you moose, bear, elk. I bet everything's been hit.
Can you imagine hitting a moose?
Hey, Johnny Acid, check this out. I wasn't in a tractor trailer. I was turning in Homosassa, in off of 19 in Florida.
Yeah,
probably 10 years ago, and I. No word to lie, a big old rattlesnake comes right out onto the road, and I was going to take it out, and the guy in front of me tried to get it, and it must have wrapped around something, because when he ran over it, it was gone. So I don't know if it wrapped around his wheel, his tie rod, or what. But
people hit alligators down here.
You know what? I've got a picture of one. I think we posted it. My daughter and her friends ran one over, or they actually found one on the road. It was about a four-footer, and there was a big old tire mark right over. It was dead. They have it in the back of their pickup truck. So you're right. Yeah, we have everything roadkill down here. I came across one time a whole family of hogs that were hit on the side of the road. I guarantee that was a trucker to hit them. There was too many of them that only a car would have taken out.
You know, when I lived out, when I was stationed out in Puerto Rico, there's a time of the year when these land crabs just go everywhere. They're in droves and they're like really big. They're the size of your fist. Well, not your fist. That's a girl's fist. But the size of my fist.
Yeah. Yeah, you're so manly, and, Johnny.
The truckers down there just crunch those things up, man. I mean, they're all over the road. If any of you guys out there ever hit a moose, I want to hear about it. I want to hear about the guy who hit the moose.
Johnny, I said, what's trucking like in Puerto Rico? For real. You know what? We were just talking about...
It's a lot different. I've been to Europe, too. It's completely different.
Well, we were just talking about... different cultures and different places. And I was telling everybody about, some of the dumps I've been in, and we got to talking about other countries and how different things are. I'll tell you real quick my story, because I want to ask you about that real quick, Johnny Acid, since we're just shooting the breeze here. I had been driving for Decker out of Ohio. It was a different Decker, not those same ones that are in Iowa. I was on an MTD load down to Indianola, Mississippi, and I literally went into the truck stop there, into the bathroom, and the big sign on the wall said, don't flush toilet paper, throw in can. And they had like a 70-gallon garbage can filled to the top with used toilet paper.
Where was this, West Virginia?
No, it was in Mississippi, and I would have thought I was in Europe at that time. Yeah. So I'm that was just like one of the dives. I'd love people to send us some pictures of some of the dive truck stops. I'd love to post it. If you got some really nasty, dirty, grimy truck stops that are just unhealthy looking, send us them. I'll put them right up there on Talk CDL. I'm not afraid to put something true up there. If it's a dive, it's a dive. I've been... Ruth Ann and I were at a truck stop in Boston.
Yeah.
You had to wear your flip-flops. I mean, no, you want to wear your flip-flops no matter where you're at. But if this place, I'm not kidding you, it was the
disgusting,
It was the cruddiest truck stop I've ever had ever been in my life. This was in
Boston. You should go to Newark.
Well, I mean, I'm sure they're all over the place. So tell me, Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Puerto Rico.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm sure they... Puerto Rico, first off, is an American territory. And correct. I think they just voted it in to be a state.
That's right.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm up to date. So I'm guessing the majority of their rigs are probably Freightliners, Kenworths, Peterbilts, Volvos, Macs. The same things we run internationally.
They've got 53s down there, but a lot of the tractor trailers down there are smaller.
What do you mean?
The tractors are like a 28-foot trailer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you don't really see too many of the really, really big long ones down there.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's Puerto Rico's an island.
Yeah, it's not that big.
How big is Puerto Rico?
I don't know, but it's not that big.
Being that they are an American state, I wonder if the same DOT rules and all are applied there as they are here. I bet you it's different.
It is.
It?
I'm sure it's different. And if you're driving from one end to the other, are you considered OTR?
How far is one end to the other? It's not a very big island, is it? They have mountains in Puerto Rico.
Can you hold that against someone if he puts it on his, I was an OTR guy in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, and it's like we get drivers. When I used to be a recruiter, we would get drivers calling us from different countries. And, some of these guys would have 20 years experience driving in some really rough terrain. And you couldn't hire them unless they went through a student program. It could be, and I'll tell you the main reason.
It's crazy.
You want to know what the main reason is?
What?
You can't verify it. You're going to call? You're here in the United States of America, and you're going to call France and talk to some rude Frenchman.
Right.
So we were in France the other day at Epcot. And they were so nice. And I said, hey, why are you being so nice? We always thought French people hated Americans.
They really do.
Yeah, they're just being nice. But yeah. Anyways, but like as an American, right, you can't hire a truck driver from another country and literally get I'm sure you can get a legitimate reference, a one that's being truthful, but there's no way of checking it out.
Yeah, it's impossible.
Right, you can't. Mm-hmm. You know, if your laws are different than their laws and rules and regulations and everything, the way they're trained, what their hours are, whatever, ever. And then, of course, the communication gap of not understanding each other. It's a nightmare going, oh, yeah, let me call the guys over there in Paris and get a reference and see if they drug screen and all that good stuff.
Well, you had trouble. I thought you had trouble when I took this job verifying my employment up in Pensacola at the...
At the big house.
Yeah, at the federal penitentiary.
Yeah, right? We just went up there. What was it, Prague or something like that on your application? Your work history?
Fifi.
Fifi, whatever. No, but you know, I was just curious. So you actually seen the truckers in Puerto Rico. And you know, I've seen pictures of Puerto Rico. They have some good mountains.
Oh, let me tell you something. If you go into El Chunque, I did pronounce that right, by the way. The rainforest, they have some of the most treacherous roads. They just fall right off. And I mean, there's no shoulder on the road. So you go to a lot of these other countries like that. And I'm telling you, man, these roads are a nightmare for truckers.
Yeah, a lot of people bitch about the DOT laws and regulations and hours of service and ELDs and all that stuff. But I'm telling you, man, some of those places. You know what's funny? Before ELDs came along, and I know it's created some problems with people making a dollar because of companies short hauling them. But before ELDs came along, hey, man, I've been around this industry my whole life. All you heard was people bitching about companies making them drive over in their hours. You know, oh, well, if I refuse, they'd let you go. And that's true. That did happen. So before ELDs, you had everybody bitching because they didn't get any rest. Now you got ELDs, and everybody bitching because they can't run 20 hours a day.
Right.
You go figure.
The ELDs, I think, would really suck if you were jammed up in the Northeast traffic.
Well, and look, we're gonna be doing some ELD shows here towards the end of the year because that's when the big countdown begins. When everybody, I believe we've talked about all kind of crazy stuff.
It's the topic of the show.
Went all over the place, but since I'm on ELDs for a second, everybody except for your bull haulers, your livestock haulers are exempt. I think they're trying to exempt one other group, and now supposedly they're trying to get a stay of execution even in December. We'll see what's going to happen to the end of the year. Never say never, obviously.
Did you say bulls?
Yeah, bull hauler. You know, cattle.
What about hogs?
Well, any animal. I said livestock.
Chickens?
Chickens, yes.
Fish?
Yes. Yeah, you can haul live fish. They do haul live fish.
Do they really?
Yeah, sure. Farms do it. Yeah, absolutely. Bait trucks, stuff like that. You ever see bait trucks? But anyways, listen, we're getting off track here.
We haven't been on track. What do you mean off track?
Yeah, this is, what should we title this?
The ADD episode.
The ADD episode. I like that. Now you're going to offend people that have kids with ADD.
I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, exactly.
What did you say?
Yeah,
I was thinking about something else.
First, we offend PETA.
Right.
I think you offended Swift.
I did.
Right? And
several
now
times.
The ADD people. Several times.
Exactly.
This show is bad. All right. Well, listen, let's rock. Let's get this done. Let's wrap it up. You got any advice for anybody that might hit an animal?
Yeah, take a picture of it and send it into the show.
Gun
I'm
it.
Particularly interested in what's the plural of moose? Is it mooses?
Meese.
Meese. Anyone who's
not meese.
Any of you truckers who have hit meese or or bear?
I think it's moose.
I want to see video of dash cam video of a bear going down.
I think if you see like five moose, you always say, hey, there was a bunch of moose. I don't think mooses.
Is it a gaggle of moose? Is it a herd? Oh, it's a herd, I guess.
I don't know. It would probably be a herd. But I don't... anyways.
Anyway.
Advice on animals. I'm going to give it.
Go ahead.
Hit them.
Hit them.
Hit them.
Yeah, because what's the alternative?
Let me tell you what the alternative is. Is hitting the oncoming traffic,
right.
Rolling your truck over, hitting somebody on the side of the road, wrecking your truck, whatever. If there's an animal on the road, you know, you can compress your brakes. Don't jam them on to where all of a sudden you go into a slide. I'm just telling you, be prepared for this because it happens. And there's been a couple times where a squirrel, you ever see the Geico commercial where the squirrels run out and they cause the accident and then they're laughing, high-fiving.
Oh, yeah.
We did it. Well, that's what I think of every time I see a damn animal come out in front of me. If an animal runs out in front of me personally, I will try to slow down. I'm not going to try to kill it. But what I will not do, I pray that I don't, I will not flip my vehicle or kill somebody over a dog or over a cat. And even if it was my own dog.
That's good advice for the four-wheelers out there, too.
Yeah.
I didn't want to hit the chipmunk. Yeah, but you took out a van, a church van.
My oldest daughter, Sabrina, when she got her license, she came home one day crying like a crazy. We're like, what happened? What's the matter? She had to hit a, I don't know. I think it was a, you know, in Florida we have they're called gophers, but they're really big, giant turtles, tortoises. I think she hit one of them or a squirrel or something on the road. And she came home bawling, but she did exactly what we told her to do. Do not swerve, especially. And it was a two-lane road.
Just hit it.
Yeah, just hit it. I mean, you're way better off, believe me, than ruining your driver's license or killing somebody, whatever the case is. You know, it's just kill the animal. And move on. That's my advice. Johnny Acid, you got any advice?
Hit the animal. Hey, one other thing I wanted to mention, too. I was talking about moose and bear, but...
Why not?
There's another one that I'm really, really fascinated by. If any of you guys have had bird strikes on the windshield, big birds, I want to hear about
Johnny Acid,
I want to hear about that.
I hit a turkey with my tractor trailer.
Did you really? Did it crack the window?
Windshield? I think it hit my Yeah, you're right. You know what? I can't remember if it did crack it. It was on 61 in Pennsylvania, a big turkey. Literally smashed right into the passenger window. I can't remember the results. I was really young.
Yeah, I want to hear from the drivers.
I think it did crack it, if I remember.
I'd love to hear from the drivers on those larger animals or bird strikes.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. All right. Well, no more advice on that. This show might not even make the air.
It's going to make the air. This is one of the best shows.
Yeah. You were singing.
Better not cut this one.
All right. Well, hey, talk CDL out. Peace.
Bye.
Peace.